It's episode 3! Woo! Andrew, why are you dressed as a clown? Is that a custard pie you're holding? Andrew, what are you doing with a custard pie? Really? What, you're not saying anything now? Andrew, no, what are you doing? No, wait! No, not my face! No!
This episode, is Sue B more famous than Scooby-Doo? Andrea Val falls over a lot. And we tried to find Mari Smith's most embarrassing tweets.
I don't know what I said.
Roughing up the status quo, it's the Andrew and Pete Show.
The slow fire round.
In the slow fire round, we slow things down a notch and dig a little deeper. We've got some questions for our contenders, but there's a twist. We're also going to be giving them some words they must swap out with every answer. Say the wrong word, and it's a minus point.
Oh no!
Okay, Mike Morrison, welcome to the slow fire round. Please could you give us a little introduction to yourself and tell all the lovely listeners who you are and why you rock.
Absolutely. I'm Mike Morrison. I'm one half of the membership guys, along with my partner, Callie Willows, the real brains of the operation. We teach experts and entrepreneurs how to start and grow successful membership websites. And we do that through the free content, the resources that we share in our blog, in our podcast, as well as in our own membership site about membership sites. How's that for meta? Mm-hmm. Membersiteacademy.com.
Fantastic. Amazing. Love it. All right, Mike. So we're going to kickstart with these questions. But the first word that we're going to replace that you're not allowed to say is the word content.
Okay.
And content is now replaced with your other better half, Callie.
Okay.
So instead of content, we now have to say the word Callie. Got it?
Right, okay. I've got it. I should remember that name.
We'd like to think so. Okay, so the first question is, what part of your content marketing strategy has had the biggest impact for your business?
You mean my Cali marketing strategy, uh-huh. Right? Yeah.
We're allowed to say
it. We're not. Okay. I would say segmentation's probably been the biggest thing that we've done. That's had the most impact. Like, we've really zeroed in on three main segments of our audience and of kind of the whole journey of building membership. And then we use that as a basis for creating Cali, for lead magnets, email series. And when we did that, like, we weren't originally doing it with our Cali, but when we did do it, like, visits jumped up, member sales jumped up, email signups jumped up. They almost doubled pretty much overnight when we kind of really went all out with our Cali segmentation. And again, you know, if you visit our page, as I said, this isn't a subtle thing in the background. You visit our website at themembershipguys.com, straight away we hit you with that. We ask you, what is it you need help with? And that filters down the Cali according to segment and where you are in the journey. And so, yeah, that's had a massive, massive impact, almost instantaneous.
Nice. Wow. So what are the three segments for your business?
It's planning, building, and growing.
Right. So, okay.
Yeah. So, you know, you have those big trenches of people who like the idea of a membership, but maybe they're weighing that up alongside possibly doing a coaching program or a course or workshops or whatever. So we've got stuff for those guys to help them figure all of that out and figure out, you know, what their strategy should be. Yeah. The building stuff is mainly tech. You know, there's so many different plugins and so many different options out there. So that's what all that Cali is based around. And then the growing is for people who have memberships already, but you know, they need help running it. They need help creating membership Cali. They need help attracting more members. So all of our Cali for that segment is centered around that stuff.
Awesome.
Right. I'm doing good. I'm pretty
doing really good.
This is a new skill. Yeah.
I feel like you're feeling a bit too confident now.
I am. I feel like
that's when people slip.
Okay.
All right. So the next question. I was really interested asking you this question, actually, because I feel like you're probably the most chilled out marketer, business owner that I know.
Okay.
And the next question is, well, actually, the next swap word is the word.
Hold on. We've got to do a different swap word for every... That's not fair.
And actually, you can't say Cali. I mean, you can't say content either.
Okay. Wow.
Harder and harder.
The next swap word is the word business. And instead of business, you now have to say the word PlayStation.
Okay.
So we've got Cali instead of content and PlayStation instead of
business. Yes. All right. Let's do it.
Mike, as the most chilled out marketer that we know, how do you avoid overwhelm when marketing your business?
You know what? Once upon a time, I didn't. I wasn't very good at avoiding overwhelm. I'm prone to overthinking this stuff. And so really, it's been a case of just over the years, learning to embrace simplicity. It's essentially strategic simplicity is how I avoid overwhelm. There's so much out there about, you know, crazy automations that you can set up and all these different tools and technologies. And every week there's a new platform you've got to worry about. And all this stuff about really convoluted, complex funnels. So we try and kind of eschew all of that. And we don't teach that stuff either. We keep everything as simple and as basic as we can in our PlayStation. If someone wants to join our membership, we don't make them join a wait list. We don't keep the doors closed and only open them for 2 hours once a decade. We don't make people buy 3 tripwire products before they can buy the thing they really want. Like, it's all BS. We keep things nice and simple. When you look at most PlayStations, they actually only have and only need very, very, very simple funnels. Mm. But people have a tendency to overthink this stuff, and then they get overwhelmed. And when they get overwhelmed, the audience get overwhelmed as well.
I think that is such a great message that a lot of people have to hear, because you've blown up your member site academy and it's got like a lot of people on there now. And you're saying you've done it all without one complex funnel? That's blow people's minds.
I mean, complexity is relative. Obviously, yeah. You know, I'm a tech guy, so we do some cleverish stuff, but it's more the clever stuff that we do is more about just making sure that people get the most relevant Cali via email as possible. So any complexity is actually, it's complexity in the setup to simplify the end result. So, and even this is just things like making sure that if someone's opted in for a lead magnet in our planning segment, that anything they get through email follow-up is just on around that area. It's not around the building segment or growing and stuff like that.
Love that. How are you moving people through those stages? So are they opting into like the next stage by opting into a certain piece of content?
We will kind of send out that does happen. So if somebody's, people opt in for all the lead magnets like you have to offer. So we do a little bit of tag checking and stuff like that, but we send out emails. You guys will have seen them. They're becoming quite commonplace where it is, you know, help us serve you a little bit better. Click on the statement that best represents where you are on your journey. Yeah. And then when they click that, they get a tag applied that just kind of updates their segment. So we send those out periodically as well to people. We'll also, from time to time, we'll include something similar to that in the footer of our email, Cali, where it'll say, you're receiving this email because you've told us that you are in the planning stage. If things have moved along, and you want to make sure that you're getting the most relevant Cali sent to you, then just click whatever's more appropriate to you. So we do those periodic kind of spot checks as well.
Love it.
Fantastic. Love it. All right. You're doing well.
You are doing
no
well.
No minus points that we've picked up on so far.
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
It's about to get a lot harder, because the next word that you're not allowed to use is the word membership.
I thought this was coming.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
All memberships.
Yeah, like any variations of memberships.
Membership. Can I say member site?
No.
No.
We'll let you off with that one, though.
We can say... Okay. Yeah. You can say members, but not membership.
Okay.
Some people do that. They go, so what are the words you can't say? Like content, business, and membership? It's like, boom, minus... So I'm glad you've not quite done that. Okay, so
I'm rocking this one.
Instead of the word membership or member site, you now have to say the word flyers.
Flyers.
Flyers, like
ooh,
flyers.
Flyer. Take this flyer.
Do people say ooh flyer?
Is that an in joke between me and you?
Yeah, I was going to say, is that like a trendy thing that I missed out on? I'm getting old.
We just always remember at this business event, and this lady was trying to tell people about marketing, and bearing in mind, you know, digital marketing exists.
Yeah.
Very impressed by this flyer that was so convoluted and expensive, but completely pointless. And she was just like, ooh, flyer.
And everyone had to take this flyer and like pass around the flyer to see how amazing this flyer was. Wow. She's got the flyer podcast, actually. Yeah.
Flyer Academy.
Right. So we've got Tally, not content. We've got PlayStation, not business. And we've got flyers, not memberships.
Okay.
Mike, when it comes to your own marketing, what are you working on right now to grow your business?
We've just kind of been doing a bit of a refresh of the basics since we came back from San Diego. So updating our email, Cali, just refining that a bit. Going through and making sure that all the automations are working all right, getting new testimonial images up and into the mix on our social scheduling tools and stuff like that. So we're kind of coming to the end of doing that. It's been basically heads down in that for the last couple of weeks. We're just about to do a major overhaul of our flyers roadmap, which is basically this big... this big thing that we've got inside Flyers Academy that... is kind of our magnum opus, you know, that's our centerpiece of our flyers. And it's kind of part course, part implementation plan that takes people throughout the whole flyers journey. So we're beefing that up. So that's a massive project for us over the next few months, re-recording all of the video, Cali, adding in new training, updating stuff. So that's probably the next 2 or 3 months. And this is kind of somewhat exclusive for the 2 or 3 people in my care. We're actually in the early stages of planning out our own conference as well. Which is going to happen next year.
Nice.
Love it.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's super exciting. And I'm going to like blast you with 1,000 questions about that after this.
All right.
But thank you for playing the slow fire round.
I don't think you lost any points.
No. I killed it.
So we're going to give you the chance to say those words that you weren't allowed to say before now. So no pressure now. Don't worry. And would you please just tell all the lovely listeners where they can get to know a little bit more about you and say thank you for all this amazing advice you've given?
Yeah, the best place to get to know about us and to get our content, hey, is at themembershipguys.com. That's where we blog. We've got a podcast, and you'll find links through to our Facebook group and our own membership about memberships as well.
Fantastic.
Awesome. Thanks, Mike, for playing the slow fire round.
This show is brought to you by Atomic, our membership site that teaches business owners like you to do remarkable online marketing. But if you're not a member, you might want to check out our free Backstreet Box. In every episode of this podcast, we're going to add something new into it that you can use to create remarkable content.
And already we have our bonus episode that teaches you exactly how to create content that stands out. We have our rocking Canva templates. And this week we are adding our ebook algorithm hacks that shows you some awesome social media posts that you can be copying, you can be stealing to get you insane reach organically. So to get free access to all of that and everything else we're going to be putting in the Backstreet Box, go to backstreetbox.com or click the link in the show notes. Or if you're feeling fancy, go to our Facebook Messenger at m.me/AndrewandPete and type Backstreet, and our Facebook bot will send you a special message to get you access.
Everybody, yeah, go down on now. Yeah, everybody, backstreetbox.com. blackstreetbox.com.
Pick your poison.
I'm so excited. We're going to play Pick Your Poison with Andrew Yaval. Here's how it works.
In this round, we give our contenders two awful, nightmarish scenarios for their business, and they have to decide which they would rather have.
I'm ready.
All right. The first poison is, whenever you go live on Facebook, you always have a squeaky voice. I feel like that could be really fun.
Yeah.
And the second poison is, when you go live on Facebook, from here on in, you always fall over accidentally.
Which would you rather have and why?
I think I would rather have that I accidentally fall over, because I feel like that could be kind of fun. You know, it could, I could work that in to the whole thing. Whoa!
There she goes.
I feel like that would get people coming back as well.
I think it would. I think it'd be
live, and I don't think that would get old.
I think that'd be interesting. No, the squeaky voice might get old, but falling over never gets old.
A little story about Andrew here. Like, the one thing that cracks him up most in the world is people falling over.
Even like at the most inappropriate times, like we were once in A&E.
Yeah.
Fairly elderly lady on crutches that were fairly too big for her, completely just like smashed it right in
front of her. Oh man.
She just totally fell over.
I just had to leave.
What can you do?
I was in A&E for myself till
after. He had to go into A&E because he couldn't breathe properly.
All right, Andrea. Okay, we will make sure that happens. So stay tuned for Andrea's next live.
Yeah. Going on. I think I might use it.
Wrong answers.
Hello, Mark Asquith, and welcome to Wrong Answers. Here's how to play.
In Wrong Answers, we're going to ask our contenders some quick fire questions that they should know the answers to. But in order to score a point, they actually have to answer the questions wrong. They have 30 seconds to get as many wrong answers as possible, and points are given for each wrong answer.
Are you feeling wrong today?
I'm always wrong. I was born wrong.
Well, you should be good at this then. You should be good at this. 3, 2, 1.
Do you ever wear flat hats?
No.
Do you think you are one of the Peaky Blinders?
Yes.
What does your website, podcastwebsites.com, do?
Batman.
Is the Justice League film the best film ever?
The best film I've ever seen, even better than Titanic.
Did you name your dog after me?
I named it after Andrew.
Spell Mark.
B-Q-J-F.
Where do you live?
I don't.
What do you always...
You were flying through those.
Seven right there.
Seven. Congratulations, Mark. Nice. You are very wrong.
Why, thank you very much. Shall born wrong, live wrong.
Hello, podcast listener. Why not look at our faces too over on youtube.com/AndrewandPeteTV. Subscribe for more marketing entertainment.
Hiya!
Or lower.
Hello, CB Zimmerman, and welcome to Higher or Lower. Let's see the rules.
In a game of Higher or Lower, we pit followers against subscribers against likes. How well do our contenders know the followings of top brands, people, and themselves? Guessing correctly wins a point.
Sue, are you ready to play Higher or Lower?
Yes, Higher or Lower. Here we go. What are we doing?
Okay, we're going to start this off with your Instagram account, The Instagram Expert, which has a massive 57,500 followers. Woo! Well done on that.
You've been growing up.
Yeah.
But is it higher or lower than Scooby-Doo's Twitter followers?
Scooby-Doo is higher than Scooby-Doo. You know, the name of my store was Scooby-Doo.
Seriously?
And people called me Scooby-Doo. But I don't think that's a real person on Twitter, so I'm...
Okay, yeah, you are correct. Scooby-Doo's actual Twitter following, this is a real cartoon character, has only 3,000 followers on
Twitter. Crazy.
That is insane. You are more popular than Scooby-Doo.
Yes, I am.
But, Sue, what about Amazon Music's Twitter following? Does Amazon Music's Twitter following have a higher following than Scooby-Doo or lower?
Oh, much higher.
Very confident. Very, very confident. It's true. It's true. 1.7 million, actually. Yeah.
Music, what can I say?
Yeah. But is it higher or lower than Gary Vaynerchuk's Facebook page?
No, Gary has more.
Gary has more?
Yeah, positive.
Correct. Yeah, Gary has 2.6 million Facebook likes.
That is guy's popular.
Smashing Amazon Music. All right. But what about Coca-Cola's Twitter? Does Coca-Cola's main brand Twitter account have a higher or lower following than Gary Vaynerchuk's Facebook? Mm.
I would say higher.
Yeah? Correct.
Correct.
They've been around the block longer.
Million. Yeah. 3.4 million, in fact.
Yeah.
But who has higher or lower? Coca-Cola's 3.4 million or Starbucks' Instagram following?
I think it's very close, but I would say Coca-Cola. So.
Oh, you were doing so well, but Starbucks' Instagram has 16.1 million.
I didn't know that. I don't follow that. I don't actually follow that account and look at that number, but I have looked at their feed. I'm just not interested in seeing coffee all the time.
You don't need coffee. But you smashed that round. You got a 4 out of 5 score on that round, so congratulations.
Ooh. Yeah.
Cool, don't drool.
Hey, Tim Schmoyer, we're about to play Tool Don't Drool. Make sure you don't drown. Here's how to play.
Tool Don't Drool is a round where our contenders tell us their favorite marketing tool of the moment and why. But they have to do it with a mouthful of water. 5 points are on offer if they manage to tell us their favorite tool, but there's a huge -5 points for any swallowing, dribbling, or drooling.
Who comes up with these?
All right, take a mouthful of water, hold it there, and in your own time, when you're ready, tell us what your favorite marketing tool is and why.
I didn't quite make that out, Tim.
Agora Pulse? No?
Google. One more time. Go on, give
okay,
me
well,
touch.
We can do this.
YouTube.
Yes.
And why?
I thought we were over, so I swallowed it. That
one's
you
guys we're gonna you give know you that. Yeah, we're gonna give you that. That was real.
That was impressive. Okay, I feel like the answer is obvious, but for those of that don't know, why is YouTube your favorite tool?
I've been on YouTube since 2006, and I love it because it's a great way to connect with people. You know, I love podcasting and books and things like that, but on YouTube, you can like make eye contact with your viewer. You can not just tell them about something after the fact, but you can invite them into the story to experience it with you. And the human connection on there is the potential for that anyway is just really high. And that's what I love most about it. And I think that's what makes it such a great tool.
Yeah. We love YouTube too. Mm-hmm. And we really want to push our YouTube channel this year. So if you're not subscribed to us or Tim guys, stop this podcast and go and subscribe now, please.
Exactly. the moment it's funny because you mentioned that and I think it's so true. And it's a really important point actually, because the moment we started our video channel, when we started releasing videos, rather than just our blogs, like our sales, our subscribers, our audience, our speaking gigs, our interviews, like everything just shot up through the roof, like tenfold, pretty much overnight. So it was really a powerful way to connect with people. So can't stress that enough. Mm-hmm.
I've talked about it for a little bit too in my mouth. I should have just said the word and left it at that. So I was going to tell you a whole, like, I was just going to start talking. I'm like, I don't think we're getting any of this.
Now it's time for the quickest marketing tip of the week. Starring our amazing guest expert, Janet Murray.
People love talking about themselves. So anything you can do on social media that gets people to tell you a story about them is a winner.
And that was the quickest marketing tip from our guest expert of the week.
Hello, this is Ant from Abrupt Audio. We helped Andrew and Pete make this show. But before we came along, it sounded like this. Spot the difference? With us? Without us? With us?
Oh, yeah!
Without us?
Yeah!
If you'd like to work with us, you can find us on Twitter at Abrupt Audio. If not, good luck!
Woo!
Blankety tweet!
Blankety tweet!
Blankety tweet!
Blankety tweet!
Blankety tweet,
blankety tweet,
blankety tweet.
Blankety tweet.
Welcome, Mari Smith, to Blankety Tweets. How good is your memory? Here's how to play.
In this round, we've gone way back in the Twitter time machine to find tweets that our contenders have all but forgotten about. But do they know what word or phrase we have blanked out of their own tweet? There's a point per correct answer, so let's find out.
Are you feeling confident? Do you feel like you know your tweets?
I don't know.
We've come quite a way back in here.
The first one, the first one is quite far back, actually. So the first one, we're going right back to the 5th of December, 2012.
Okay.
And you tweeted, somehow blank is understanding my Scottish, Canadian, Californian accent just fine. Lol, winky face.
Siri.
Yay! Right off the bat with that one.
That was good. Do you ever have issues with that?
Sure, all the time, every freaking day. I just get mad and I'm like, just type it out, it's quicker.
I would pay good money to make my Siri have your accent.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Okay, next one. This is from the 5th of October, 2011. Blank, it's in reply to someone. Blank, is that really you? I love you. Hee hee. All of me is Scottish, 100% Scottish parents, but I was born in Canada. Winky face.
They all have hee hees in them, don't they? So I know the blank isn't hee hee because that's in there. In reply to someone, and I said, blank, is that really you?
Yeah.
Is that really you? I love you.
You got me.
It's a character. I'll give you a little clue.
A little clue. It's a character.
Shrek.
Yes.
No way.
What the hell?
Awesome.
That was a really good guess.
Oh yeah, because what's the actor's name?
Mike Myers
is Scottish Canadian.
Is he?
Is he Scottish Canadian?
Yeah. I almost thought he was just a really good Scottish accent. Okay, you're two for
that
two, right?
So funny.
Right, let's not slip up now. Tweet number three comes from the 4th of June, 2010. And you tweeted, oh my, I wouldn't make my own blank for all the money in the world. Nah, prepared authentically is best.
I wouldn't make my own blank for all the money in the world?
Mm-hmm.
Prepared authentically is best. Mm-hmm. Haggis.
Yes!
It's not, is it? Did I say that? Haggis.
You're like really good at this
You're
round.
Really good.
I have a really good memory.
This one. I'm really impressed. Mm. You're doing well. All right.
Haggis is hard to make, right? I don't think anyone knew how to make haggis. I thought it was just...
If you made it the traditional way with this sheep's stomach, that's probably what I was tweeting about.
Oh, God. Nice. Right, okay.
Next one.
4 for 4. Come on.
25th of September, 2010. Gak. No wonder my workout feels harder today. It's 99 degrees Fahrenheit inland San Diego. crank that AC and my pumping blank music. Well,
workout?
It's a certain type of music.
Oh.
Blank music.
Nightclub? Club music?
Very close.
Rap? I don't know what I said. Disco? 70s disco?
No, again, colder. Yeah, no, again, colder.
Just naming all the genres now.
Oh.
It was actually Euro techno music. Apparently,
I would not have got that. No. Wow, I guess I was into it back then.
We were as surprised as you.
I was thinking you and Mari could go clubbing because that's your favorite type of music, right? All right, okay. Here's the fifth and final tweet. Okay, this comes from the 7th of September, 2008. So this was 10 years ago. Yeah, we went back far. And you tweeted, is it wrong to have four blanks in a row? Lol.
Wrong to have four blanks in a row.
Something tasty.
Something tasty.
Something tasty. Oh.
Chocolate.
Chocolate eclairs.
Oh.
Donuts.
Very close.
Very close.
Very close.
Cookies.
Huh?
Cookies.
No.
Chocolate based? Final guess?
What the heck would I have been eating back then? Something from Starbucks probably. Scones. Pizzas? No, I never eat pizza.
I thought you were going to get it.
It started so well this round.
Ferrero Rocher.
Oh, I love those. That's right. I forgot that I loved them.
You're going to be eating Ferrero Rochers later. Mari, you didn't do too bad there. We started off better than it ended, but we got 3 out of 5. So congratulations for playing Blankety Tweet.
You guys did your homework. That's impressive.
Squirt Gun Justice.
Welcome, Jen Herman, to Squirt Gun Justice. So there's no points on offer here, but you are going to have some fun because this is how it works.
In Squirt Gun Justice, it's Andrew versus Pete. Each of us has to read out an annoying marketing habit wrote by the other person, and our contender has to decide who is worst. Inspired by our current champion, Jay Akunzo, the loser gets squirted in the face.
Oh my god! That is amazing. Okay.
Can I just say you look really good today, Jen?
Absolutely.
Really, really nice.
You were my favorite person when we met at Social Media Marketing World.
But can we just take a hot minute to talk about the fact that everyone has a photo hugging you and I have none? I have not one photo, let alone of you or hugging you. I'm like, how did we go the entire conference and didn't get one photo together? This is this is not okay. This will be rectified next year.
We need to rectify that.
We should just take lots of screenshots.
But just for that, you're both getting shot in the face with the water gun because no one took a photo with you.
Okay, here we go. Hello, my name is Andrew, and I use so many jargony buzzwords to the point where you have no idea what I'm even talking about. That is quite annoying, to be fair.
Okay. Hello, my name is Pete, and I send oops, wrong link emails on purpose. That is really nice. I hate those people.
I hate those people so bad.
But what is worse and why?
What is worse and why? I'm going to go with the email is worse.
Yes! Victory. Why? That is annoying, right?
Jen, you are wrong.
It is. Because I always say weird, annoying things and talk in weird words like redonkulous and say weird things. So I can't get mad at somebody who uses weird jargon because I say weird things all the time. So, and the email is just super annoying. I'm sorry. It's just really annoying. So that's the winner.
Yes.
Andrew, I'll give you the power.
It's full as well. It's full.
You're right. All right, go easy. Whoa. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
You're a bit wet now.
That was like That was like full on.
I'm just gonna put this over here. Like, I'm just gonna put this over here. Well,
he emptied like half the water gun on you.
I'm watching you.
Well, thanks, Jen.
Thanks,
you're my new best friend. Thanks for playing Squirt Gun Justice.
Thanks for letting me have the shower.
Just here to help.
It's really harsh.
Killer questions.
Hello and welcome to Killer Questions. This is the round where the tables are turned on us and we take questions from one of our amazing Atomic members. Are you feeling like this question is going to be a good question or a really hard question, Pete?
I think it's going to be super fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what we got.
Amanda Robinson, Social Savvy Society, helping make business life easier for the less digitally savvy. My question for both of you is to look at each other right now and determine, tell the other person, if they were an animal, what animal would they be?
Okay, I'm going to look into your eyes now, Andrew, deep into your soul. And the animal I think for you is...
Go on.
A toad.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
I was very insulted then for a split second.
The animal I'm going to suggest for you is a unicorn. Because you're one of a kind magical. And there's something on your head. You might want to like take that off.
All right. Where should I shove it? You know what animal I see when I look at you, Pete?
Yeah.
One of those fainting baby goats. You know the ones that fall over a lot, like all of a sudden.
That's
and people laugh
that's
at them.
Spot on. Mm-hmm.
That is pretty much you, is it, all of it? But also, from like a goat point of view, I feel like goats are quite resourceful. Goats can survive in many different situations, up hills. I actually don't think you would survive up a hill. But metaphorically,
uphill struggles.
You've had a few uphill struggles in your lifetime. That's why I think you are a goat. Goats will also eat anything. And Pete can eat. Yeah, goats eat like cloth, don't they? And clothes off you if you get too close. Am I thinking of a llama?
No idea. It's like when you go and feed goats or deer, though.
Yeah.
And then they take the bag of food out of your hand and eat the packaging as well.
That was a reindeer.
It was. But, you know, similar.
Well, there you go, Amanda. We are a unicorn and potentially a goat, potentially a reindeer, potentially a llama. Hope that answered your question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Amanda.
Go check Amanda out, guys, at the Social Savvy Society. That's all we've got time for Killer Questions.
Boom.
Hope you've enjoyed that.
Hey, guys, it's Pete here. Love to know how you're finding the podcast. Let us know at m.me/AndrewandPete. Oh, for Pete's sake.
Welcome to For Pete's Sake, Ian Cleary. This is how this one goes down.
In episode 10, Pete, i.e. me, is going to read the final scores from a freezing cold bath of ice cubes. However, in this round, each contender has a chance to save me from one of the bags of ice by answering 5 quickfire questions correctly. They get a point per question, but have to get all questions right for Pete's sake.
This is for you, Pete. I'm doing this for you.
Come on, you can do it.
3.
You'll know how much I care for you now after this round.
Okay.
Okay, guys.
3, 2, 1, go.
Who is taller, Andrew or Pete?
I think you are pretty much the same size, but I would go with Andrew.
Name a colour in the Irish flag.
Purple? Green. I'm only asking.
I was picturing the Irish flag then for a second. I was like, I'm pretty sure purple's not in it. Are you wearing pants today?
No. Yes, I am.
What is the capital of France?
What are pants? That's a real English word. The capital of France, Paris.
And question 5, for Pete's sake, to 10,000 square miles, what is the area of Louisiana?
It's 49,278 square kilometers into miles. Divided by 8, multiplied by, I'm not sure exactly in miles. divided by 8, multiplied by 5.
So close.
Close. How could you get that wrong?
I know. And I'm a historian, you know, and...
For Pete's sake. If you've enjoyed the show, please leave it a 5-star review in whatever app you get your podcast from. And you can sleep soundly tonight knowing you've done your good deed for the day. Andrew, what the scores?
After episode 3, Janet Murray slips to last place with minus 2 points. Jen Herman is still yet to score. Ian Cleary has a lonely 1 point. Subi Zimmerman is on 3 points. Carlos Gill is on 4 points. Tim Schmoyer is on 5 points. Andrea Val's on 6 points. And Mike Morrison is on 7 points. They like their patterns here. Then, at the top of the leaderboard, we have two leaders with 11 points apiece. Mari Smith and Mark Asquith joins at the top of the leaderboard for the first
challenger
time.
Challenger, but Mari's still holding in there. Let's go eat a taco. That was the Andrew and Pete show.